This is another real-life story of everyday life and mission from Anchor Church Sydney. We hope you're inspired by it. For more stories, teaching and info, visit anchorchurch.com.au.
We love using Sunday mornings to get to know one another, whether that's over a cup of coffee in the courtyard of morning tea or up here. And so today I want to invite someone up who's going to help us think about faith and creativity. Our God is a creative God, and He has blessed our church so richly with people who have creative gifts. We see Him move really powerfully in Anchor by His creativity through the people that He has gifted. And if there's one person who knows something about that, it is Steve Vassallo. So can you please make Steve feel really welcome as he comes up? Good morning, Steve. Why don't you start by introducing yourself to us and telling us a little bit about who you are?
Yeah, so my name's Steve Vassallo, and I'm married to Natalie, and I have two children, Julian and Georgia. And we are currently hosting the Burwood Gospel Community.
Awesome. Now, it wouldn't be a Christian Q&A without an awkward and pretty irrelevant icebreaker game. So, Steve, if you were a refrigerator, what colour would you be, white or chrome?
I think that's easy, chrome. Chrome. I think when I think of white fridges, I just think of like the 90s and, yeah.
Or people on a budget, because chrome fridges are a lot more expensive. On a more serious note, what you guys may or may not realise is that beautiful song that we had the privilege of singing this morning, Worthy of My All, was actually written by Steve for us. And it's just been such a blessing already, and we are so privileged to have that gift to use. So, Steve, can you tell us about what inspired you to write that song?
Yeah, so a month or so leading into this series, looking at the book of Romans, I knew that we were looking at chapters 1 to 8. And so really just started a journey of, just mulling over that, reading back and forth, looking at some key themes there. And I think inspiration for me, it's not like a moment where you're beamed with an idea, but it's more like chiseling away at something and refining it. And that's certainly, yeah, I guess the journey for me.
Awesome. And what do you want people to be thinking about or experience or understand when they sing those words that you've written?
Yeah, so I think focusing in for Romans for me, at a pretty early stage, I decided that justification, sanctification is sort of the trajectory of where I wanted us to be, the truths that I wanted us to be meditating on and thinking about, and then for that to then overflow into praise, naturally kind of thing, and to then become a prayer for the city as we want people to join in with us and enjoy that. And so, yeah, I think that pathway became clear, and then it becomes a matter of just sort of rewriting things and trying to make it cohesive, yep.
Great. Faith and creativity are two areas that are obviously important to you and that are important to our church family. We have lots of people that spend lots of their weeks thinking about creativity and faith and how the two intermingle. Can you help us think a little bit about how they interplay in your own life and the importance of them?
Yeah, so I think for me, I've got this sort of, I feel quite skeptical when I think about creativity or the arts, and it's this sort of narrative or niggling voice in my head that's been there, and it's kind of like, well, maybe it's not the most important thing I could be doing with my time, or maybe it's sort of self-indulgent, or there's other priorities, and maybe other creatives out there probably feel that at times. But I think faith for me is what reframes that completely. It reframes it that to sort of see creativity in the all of life. And it also, I think, faith helps me to see that, really, Jesus in the gospel reclaims creativity. He's redeemed us and He reclaims it, and He offers a new story with our creativity and how we can use that and offer that. And so part of my brokenness, and maybe other people out there in their work, or if you're in the arts or you're a creator, you can empathize with this. And it's kind of like, you know, maybe about making a name for yourself or feeling like you're worth something because you've got something to offer and bring to the table. And maybe that approval there is really what can drive it. And I think that new way of being truly human that Jesus offers is that if we're justified, redeemed, we're loved, we're his child, we're then free to use our creativity gifts to love God and love others. And so I just want to say it's not about maybe just creativity in the Sunday gathering, but if you're in a band, you know, out there, fantastic. Okay, God wants to use that. He wants your creativity to bless others and in your job and in your work.
Yeah, I think it's really encouraging to remember that Jesus is Lord of all the areas of our life, of all our gifts, and that actually part of being his image bearers is practicing creativity. I'd love to pray for you now, Steve, that God would continue to bless your creative processes. Church, let's pray for Steve. Lord God, we thank you that you are the creator of all things, that from the tiniest molecule to the biggest mountain, you created them by design, that you are the author of beauty. And Lord, we thank you that you have put that seed of creativity in Steve. Thank you for his creative gifts and the way that you use them to bless our church. God, please continue to fill him with your creative spirit. Lord, we thank you that you are redeeming our creative efforts, and we thank you that because Steve is a love child of yours, that everything that he makes you use for your glory. And Lord, that's what we pray for his work, for the song Worthy of My All. We pray that you would use it for your glory, Lord. Make your name great through Steve's creativity. Please bless him richly, bless his family, bless his walk with you, that everything that he creates would be directed toward your name and your praise. We lift him up to you now and pray your hand over him. Amen.